It's the Lander Biz Show, where you get insight from local experts every week on KOVE 1330. Here's Shireen Herrera.
Yeah, I'm Shireen Herrera. This is Lander Biz, where we get to ask the expert. We have Owen Sweeney with Lander Chamber of Commerce. And our expert is Josh Soul with The Lost Chapter, which is a bookstore here in Lander. First off, Josh, how are you?
I'm great, Shireen. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing good. Pretty excited. We were, again, just talking off the air about how much I love books. And really, I just kind of refell in love with an actual physical book. That's what you're in the business of. It's like, am I that old? Or?
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, that's why we started a bookstore, was we love reading books. My wife and I both love reading books. And she's somebody who has a bookshelf of books she has not yet read. And then I can't read on the Kindle, and I don't have the attention for audiobooks. It's just distracting. So I need a paper book myself. It's very relaxing, and you know, we want to encourage that in our kids too. So
let's backtrack a little bit and tell the folks a little bit about yourself and when you opened The Lost Chapter in Lander.
Yeah, definitely. We opened last April, right before everything got shut down with COVID, and it was the worst time to open a bookstore because that's just kind of the people we are. I'm a school teacher. I teach at Wyoming Indian, and my wife is an attorney here in Lander. We're native Wyomingites. And, you know, it was actually really kind of good timing on some level, because when everything started getting shut down, our own kids were at home, and we wanted to encourage reading, you know, in our own kids. And other parents were contacting us, too, saying the same thing. You know, we want our kids to read. If nothing else, during this time, we want our kids to read. And you know, they had like been assigned from their teachers to read 15 minutes a day. So we just made that a family goal. We all sit down and read 15 minutes a day. And it's amazing how many books and novels you'll finish when you just do that.
Oh, you can get hooked and so quick too. Where are you guys located?
We're at 427 Lincoln Street. So it's the parking lot behind Gamble's, across from the Children's Museum.
And how close to Lincoln Street Bakery are you?
We are walking distance.
Yeah, one of the guilty pleasures. I really, Josh, just love a good book, like a physical book. And, you know, maybe a couple of coffee or one of those little Quinamums from Lincoln Street. I'm imagining you are going to be seeing me a little bit this winter for sure. Doesn't that sound cozy though?
That sounds very relaxing, yes.
But that's part of a good book too. And The Lost Chapter with Lander offering that. I think that's what you offer, and people just have to get in the door to be able to have that experience again.
Absolutely. You know, and we, if you haven't been in the store, we have a seating area in every genre room. So we encourage people to come in and just browse and read, even if you don't buy anything, just to look at the books and, you know, find something that fits you.
You know, you said that you opened at the worst time. I know the feeling because I took over the chamber right a little bit before that. And so, ooh, perfect timing. But here you are. You're still here. So tell us, obviously, you must have people who are taking advantage of your products and your services. So tell us about that.
Yeah, it's been a fight. It's been a fight
no
to
doubt.
Stay open.
Yeah.
And we have some faithful customers that come, you know, almost every single month, and we're so grateful for them. You know, as schools started opening back up, we started seeing some school teachers and Lights On and Lander, you know, starting to order some supplies for the students locally. And honestly, Wonderful. The only reason we could even stay open was because of people like that.
I think a good bookstore is an important part of the community and also an important resource too. Whether you're wanting to re-fall in love with reading a physical good book, or maybe you have children that you want to introduce into, you know, getting hooked into that book. Because sometimes when you get a good book and you just can't, you know, put it down, and it's so vivid, and it's just such an exciting feeling. And I hope I can pass it off to my 8-year-old nephew too. You know, he's getting more into reading too, where he's doing it on his own. And I'm sure that's exciting for you, as, you know, not only a school teacher, but also now a new bookstore owner, when you see that kind of, you know, new or that light bulb turn on for the kids, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing more exciting than seeing, you know, kids come into the store and they're excited and they're taking their parents by the hand and showing them around. That's the most exciting thing we've seen.
So how do you choose the books that you carry at The Lost Chapter?
So our distributor, Ingram, they have what's called Ingram Advance. It's a catalog, and they tell us what books are going to be released in the coming months. And we just posted on our Facebook page. You can actually view those catalogs online and see the books that are coming and order them 1 or 2 months ahead.
Cool.
Do you do any used books? Or
we do. We've been getting a lot of donations, which is not something that we expected. We thought we'd be mostly new books, and people are just bringing in boxes of books that they're cleaning out of their attics and things. So we have, you know, books for free, books for a quarter, you know, all the way up to brand new books. We have just an incredibly generous community here.
That's true.
Yeah, well, Lander's awesome like that. And Fremont County in general, too. And we're speaking with Josh with the Lost Chapter again. Their address is 427 Lincoln Street in Lander. Make sure you stop in. But I have to talk about why should people come physically into a bookstore? What are some of the benefits that you offer instead of going online?
Yeah, definitely. Because I've heard a lot of people say, you know, that Amazon's cheaper and things like that. And if you're ordering you know, a big order of books, Amazon is not cheaper. They're cheaper with individual books, and they know that. So when a brand new, you know, John Grisham book comes out, it will be cheaper on Amazon because they're trying to, you know, get that business.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we have teachers that they have a quota of books on Amazon and they give it to us, it's been reasonably 10% cheaper to order through.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
And, you know, there's just something about the feel of, you know, walking in and actually picking up the book and getting to look through it and choose, you know, I actually want this book, as opposed to getting something maybe you didn't expect and it's not quite what you thought, you know. Or just to come in and chit-chat and get a recommendation, browse, drink your coffee or eat a pastry while you're looking around.
Exactly.
You know, that's something that you'll never be able to do online.
Yeah, and that's what I was talking about with the hard books is if I didn't physically see the books that I just purchased, and because I actually had seen one of them multiple times online, I don't know how many times I passed it up and then all of a sudden physically saw it. It's just weird how that works.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you do need the touch, the feel. You know, we're human beings. We like to live with senses. And so that's a part of it.
Do you, you mentioned that you have a distributor. Do you do special orders outside of what's available through your distributor or?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's impossible for us to carry everything that people are looking for because we just don't know. And so when people come in and they leave, you know, we're always a little bit bummed out because we can absolutely order it. If it's in print, we can order it.
Okay.
And most of the time it's cheaper than Amazon. So the biggest compliment we've gotten was from people that messaged us on Facebook.
Okay.
Asking about a book. I gave them a new price and a used price. They chose what they wanted. They never had to leave their bedroom, you know, to get the book that they wanted.
Okay.
You know, cheaper than they expected. So, you know, customer service is what we're all about. Just shoot us a message on Facebook, email us, stop by, whatever, and we'll get you what you're looking for.
And this is Lost Chapter again here in Lander on Lincoln Street. If you're a teacher too that's listening, if you missed that just a bit ago, he mentioned if you have a bulk order, chances are, if not majority of the time, he's going to be able to get that for you a little cheaper.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. I mean, it's not, you know, most of the time you hear the story about, oh, you should be willing to pay a little bit more to help the local guy. But actually, in this case, you don't have to pay more. You're actually getting a benefit over what we've all been kind of, it's all been drilled into our heads that everything online is by definition going to be less expensive. But it turns out in this case, that's not true.
Absolutely. We knew right away we were going to have to compete with places like Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And the only way we can do that is to offer, you know, pricing that's affordable. You know, we want to save money. And as an educator, I get it. I don't have a budget that's infinite. You know, I want to save money and get quality product.
And you're part of the community, you and your wife, obviously, family as well, Wyomingites. You know what folks here want as well, too. And that's another appeal of a local bookstore is, you know, there's going to be a lot of books in there that are geared towards folks in Wyoming too, you know, and a lot of those used books you get dropped off, you know, I mean, whether it be Longmire series or things of that nature where, you know, your love for Wyoming and you're wanting to pass that off. And
absolutely, you know, and we're learning what people read and what people like. And
You know, I've been impressed with all the different book signings that you've had here. Is that something that you anticipated doing when you opened the store, or is that something that just kind of popped up and said, hey, this is a new thing we can do?
No, you know, that was part of our business model was to help authors too. You know, we want to encourage readers. We want to encourage writers. You know, we want to work with authors as best as we can. So I spend a good chunk of my time finding authors online, contacting them, talking to their agents, talking to their publishers to try to coordinate these types of events in Wyoming.
That's fantastic that you can bring folks like that to, to a place like Lander. That's just great.
Yeah, because you know what? I mean, there's a lot of question when it comes to the future of bookstores. And I think that not only are you serving your purpose by reaching out and having those folks come to your business, but I really think and I hope that, you know, I'm not sure there's a ton of authors that are listening right now, but I really hope that a lot of authors are doing the same thing and being proactive with making sure that they're going to bookstores where and when they can to be able to meet folks and not only promote their book, but help make sure that people are, you know, getting into bookstores. And you know, there has to be multiple reasons, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, it's very difficult for authors to find places to go. If you look around, you know, at some of the bigger bookstores, they charge fees for authors to come and things like that.
Oh, okay.
You know, and we would never charge a fee. We want people to come in. We want them to hang out. We want them to, you know, sell their product and you know, just interact with the community.
Now, I understand, Josh, that you not only help authors promote themselves, but you also help aspiring writers. You provide services for people who actually want to become authors of books. And tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's, you know, a part of our business that's been growing faster than we anticipated. So way back in my younger days, I worked for this online book review company. And so we've trained our staff on, you know, how to read a book and provide a critical review and critique for an author. So we're getting books from all over the world that people are sending in and having us review and critique, give them some feedback on before the book goes out for publishing. And it's just, it started off with one or two, and now we're having maybe 5 to 10 a month.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really fantastic. Now, I understand you're also an awarded author. Is that right? And you may not want to brag about yourself, but I'll brag for you.
Yeah. What book did you write?
Yeah. Well, actually, I have 5 books out now, and my novel, Into the Woods, just won an international book award a couple months ago. It's just, you know, something I never thought would happen. I'm not good at promoting myself or talking about myself, but...
That's why we're here. Yep.
Good. Yeah. So we have that in stock, too, if you're interested in, you know, historical horror.
I was going to ask you, is it fiction, nonfiction?
It's fiction. It's fiction. It's a historical piece about a werewolf.
Ah,
definitely fiction. Okay.
Yes.
What do you mean? You don't believe in werewolves?
Well, you know, I like that combination because you said historical, and yeah. I really do. I love fantasy. I love fiction. I love history. So that works.
Perfect.
Now, you mentioned that you've got staff. So how many people work at the store?
In addition to me and my wife, we have 2 part-time employees.
Okay.
We really try to work with local high school students and people that, you know, are needing to kind of get their foot in the door with some work experience, and we're flexible with working around school hours. One of our students who just left to go on to college and bigger, better things, you know, was doing some business internship things that we were able to help her sign off with because of the work experience. So.
That's fantastic.
All right, Lander Biz, we're talking with Josh Soule, the owner of The Lost Chapter, which is a bookstore here in Lander on Lincoln Street, 427 Lincoln Street. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
It's the Lander Biz Show, where you get insight from local experts every week on KOVE 1330. Here's Shireen Herrera.
We're back, Lander Biz, Ask the Expert. Josh Soule is the expert. He's an expert on books and all things books. The Lost Chapter here in Lander. Owen Sweeney, who's an expert on the Chamber, the Lander Chamber of Commerce director, joining us as well. Josh, we talked earlier about how you help teachers. Again, if you're listening or know a teacher, maybe you are a teacher, Josh can get you a bulk of, you know, a price on books better than Amazon. Reach out, find out the resources, and find out how he can help you with that. But not only are you helping teachers, but you can help schools and nonprofits.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we extend our services far beyond, you know, schools, far beyond teachers. You know, we can provide books. Like I said, if it's in print, we can get it. So, you know, churches, nonprofit organizations that are tax exempt, you know, we want to work with you. And if you're ordering, I would say 10 books, or more, it's going to probably be 10% cheaper than Amazon.
Fantastic. What a great
You know, day. And so since we opened up, we try to have an event every month. Mm-hmm. We've been taking 10% of those proceeds from those events and donating them to a local charity or nonprofit. We've been donating to, you know, the Domestic Violence Coalition, the First Stop Help Center, 10% of our proceeds. So you know that when you show up to our events that it's going back into the community.
Now, I understand you also have a membership program at the store.
Yes, we do. So our membership is $20 a month. What that means is you get a book in the month, in the mail every month, and we try to do an independent book, but you'll just get one in the mail every month. You also get 10% off all your purchases in the store, and you get 50% off any events or classes that are not, you know, an item purchase.
Do you get to pick what genre the books, or are they just random books?
Yeah, we're just throwing random books at you.
That's sometimes how the best way, though, that sometimes is how you actually find a book you really get hooked in is, you know, going off of the beaten path or maybe out of your comfort zone a little
bit. I never would have thought I would have liked this, but here I am on page 230, you know?
So. Yeah, I mean, we're trying to encourage books that you normally wouldn't read, you would not have heard of. They're mostly independent authors. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are books that we have done these review services for and met authors that way. So that's kind of the point of it, is you're going to get a book you would not have heard of or chose on your own because you probably would have never seen it.
Okay. So you mentioned classes. So tell us about that.
Yep. You know, we're trying to get some tutoring started up for the spring. We want to work, you know, with high school students on things like that. We've been offering some, you know, events and classes and lessons. We're working on getting music lessons going in there.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, for community members that are listening, if you have a marketable skill that we can take advantage of for money, you know, let us know, because we want you to teach a class in our facility and just, you know, bring the community together. We have the space and we want to, you know, use your skills and resources.
That's wonderful. Great that you're making it more than just a bookstore too, because we talked earlier about how, you know, there's a lot of question in the future of, you know, bookstores and physical books. And with the day of technology, you really have to adapt. And the number one way to adapt is to offer other things. And so that's what the Lost Chapter is doing in Lander. Really looking forward to seeing how you guys mold this. You haven't been open for that long. So I imagine as you're kind of trialing and erroring some things too, some things are going to work out, some things maybe not, but it sounds like you really have the passion to be able to push this thing forward to make it a community place, you know, whether it be music, reading, talking about, you know, meeting authors, or mm-hmm. if you wrote a book, having, you know, a review. And then that's got to be a great benefit for somebody who's an author to be able to say like, hey, your book could be featured in our, you know, book of the month club with our membership too. So great.
Yeah. Are there, you know, you talked earlier about the business model that you and your wife had when you were planning this. Are there any things that that have happened that you didn't think you'd be involved in that you are?
You know, not so much. We really kind of had a pretty clear vision on what we wanted.
Okay.
We really, you know, are excited to see things growing and taking off and, things like that. We've tried some stuff that, you know, was not as successful as we would have hoped, but that's, you know, that's just part of business. But
it is, no doubt.
We're definitely following the vision we wanted, which is, you know, community oriented. We want to promote, you know, reading and just a love of literature in the community in general.
Mm-hmm. Still going to teach? You still teach?
Absolutely, yeah. That's another thing that I kind of stumbled into that I'm loving, and I'm never going to leave that.
Good. We need good teachers. Wyoming, though, is thankfully blessed with so many great educators out there. So it's great to have an educator own a bookstore, though. I don't know if that, like, your credentials or what it is, but it just kind of goes hand in hand to me.
Yeah, you know, and the most, you know, engagement we've had from customers have been educators. You know, a lot of the school teachers just love reading and they want to promote, mm-hmm. you know, a love of reading and literature too. And so I think it's just kind of in our nature, you know, that educators love reading.
Keep the love alive of books. What's a great book saying? There's like all kinds of good book stickers too about reading. I'm drawing a blank now.
Yeah. You know, the one we have on our wall says there's other worlds than this.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. I like that. Uh-huh. So true. Oh, yeah. I just got done reading these books about Alaska, and I just have to say that I am not a fan of mountaineering or climbing at all, but I love to read vicariously through other people about it. Get so hooked, but it's something I never want to do. But I for books about it because I love to read it through somebody else's eyes or through somebody else's words. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, that's the beauty of reading is you can totally be enveloped in a world that you otherwise may not have ever seen.
Or want to, you know, in real life, but in, you know, a fantasy land you do. That's great. Again, we're talking with Josh Scholl. This is Lander Biz. Every week we get to ask the expert right here in Lander about what they do, what they're involved in, and what their business is all about. The Lost Chapter, more than just a bookstore. There's so much more. They're just a part of the community offering all kinds of stuff. Again, they're located 427 Lincoln Street. What are the hours for the bookstore?
We are 11 to 7, Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
If you haven't seen it, come check it out. It's awesome because we have, you know, tables and chairs in one room. We have a non-electronic arcade in the other room, and we are renting it out for birthday parties.
Oh, cool.
And explain the non-electronic arcade.
Yeah. So I'm talking ping pong, skee ball, cornhole, you know, things like that. Darts.
Nice.
With non-sharp darts. So it's, you know, it's very kid friendly. And if your kids are like mine and they're born in the winter, there's nowhere that you can go for a birthday party. So we have that space available.
Again, that's the Lost Chapter in Lander. I've definitely got to bring the nephews. Now, if they want to come, just do you let people come and use the non-electronic arcade, or do they pay a fee maybe, or how does that work? Do you know yet?
You know, we haven't had quite enough interest for daily use, but you guys can definitely come and just check it out.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Good. I know the nephews would really appreciate that. So
well, we can certainly promote that, you know, through our channels. You know, that's why we have this show. That's why we're pretty active on, you know, on social media. So, you know, we tell this to all of our members. It's like, we've got a broader reach than you may have. So, you know, please tag us, share, you know, so that we can share your information so that it'll go out to a larger audience.
Great reminder, though, on the winter birthdays, too. You know, it's something, you know, some folks don't really think about, too. But there's not a lot to do in the winter. So there's something else to add to your list with the Lost Chapter. Lander Biz, I'm Shireen Herrera, Owen Sweeney, Josh Scholl, and we'll be back with another episode next week. We'll